President Clinton is nearing a decision that's likely to prompt a new confrontation between the White House and Congress. White House aides are hinting that the president will decide to bypass the Senate and make what's known as a recess appointment for Bill Landlee, his nominee to head the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. The Senate has to confirm all presidential nominees, and Senate Republicans have blocked Lee's nomination. But the Constitution does allow the president to make appointments during a congressional recess without Senate confirmation. If President Clinton goes ahead, Lee could serve for only 1 year until the next congressional recess. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Clinton has withdrawn other nominees in the face of Senate opposition, but he's not backing down in the fight to confirm Bill Landlee. Lee's nomination has been blocked by Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the White House has tried in vain to convince Republican leaders to let his nomination come up for a simple majority vote on the Senate floor.
He is entitled to a vote. The senators ought to vote on him. No one has put forward a credible reason for why this man should not be appointed. Surely the fact that he agrees with the president who wishes to appoint him on the question of what kind of affirmative action program we should or shouldn't have, surely that should not disqualify him for this position.
Administration officials will be meeting with the Attorney General tomorrow afternoon to make a final decision about Lee's nomination. If they decide there is no hope of changing the minds of enough moderate Republicans, the president will go ahead and make Bill Landlee a recess appointment. The White House has made no secret of its intentions. The White House Chief of Staff, Erskine Bowles, stated flatly that one way or another, Bill Landlee will be the next head of the Civil Rights Division. And White House Press Secretary Mike McCurry made it clear the president will not shy away from a confrontation with the Senate.
We've made very clear what we would do. I think we have been waiting to see if there's any change of heart on the part of the Senate. And if there's not, we've already made it clear what we will do.
But as McCurry acknowledges, there will be a price to pay for a recess appointment. Orrin Hatch, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, wrote the president a letter this weekend urging him not to make the appointment. Hatch warned that such a move would hurt relations with the Senate on a host of other issues. And on the television program Fox News Sunday, Hatch hinted that he could make Bill Landlee's tenure at the Justice Department very difficult.
Well, there are a lot of things that I'll do that I'm not going to announce in public. And frankly, I think it's a very inadvisable thing to do. Secondly, it wouldn't be fair to the enforcement of civil rights in this country, because I think Bill Landlee would spend most of the time up before the committees justifying his actions.
American University political scientist James Thurber, who studies relations between the White House and Congress, says a recess appointment will raise the level of tension between the president and Senate Republicans.
I think a recess appointment is a declaration of war in the context that we have on the Hill right now. It is not always the case. It is now because there's a major battle between the Republicans and the president over affirmative action. The president wants to define his presidency right now by his activities in civil rights, and this is a major civil rights appointment.
The Republicans are already mounting a legislative attack on racial preferences, and White House officials say putting Bill Landlee out of limbo and into the Justice Department will make it easier for the president to make his case in that fight. While the Republicans want a debate about affirmative action, the White House wants the debate to be about civil rights. Today, at a ceremony honoring the 40th anniversary of the Civil Rights Division, where Lee himself made an unusual, high-profile appearance, Deputy Attorney General Eric Holder delivered the administration's message. Opposing Bill Landlee's nomination means opposing the enforcement of the nation's civil rights laws.
Week in and week out, the Civil Rights Division is called upon to fight discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, disability, age, and citizenship status. We live in a time when the work of the division is still not finished.
Bill Landlee is reportedly willing to submit himself to the increased oversight and controversy that comes with being a recess appointment. But as James Thurber points out, the president may have to deal with other consequences as well.
I think it'll hurt him in terms of future appointments of judges and other positions, but he's pretty hurt there anyway at this point. They're not moving. They're making political judgments about how liberal or conservative these judges are, more so than they have in the past.
But Thurber says the White House has decided it has very little to lose.
I think they're probably saying, gee, it can't get any worse. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's make sure that we let our political base know where we stand on civil rights.
And as one White House aide explained, making a recess appointment for Bill Lanlee would help erase Bill Clinton's reputation as a president who abandons nominees when they run into trouble. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.